I looked at my body in the mirror and was like, I can't believe that this is my body. I had two first place trophies as a new bodybuilder, and it wasn't enough.
Welcome to our journey of the Fit Couple Show,
where we give you the guidance to be fit in all aspects of your life.
Welcome to another episode of the Fit Couple Show. And across from me, I have nobody because it's a solo episode with me, Julia Renee, today. Zachary is again in Utah. I feel like he's always going to Utah these days. But I figured I had such a good topic to bring to you guys today and something that really hit home for me. So if you're not a part of my binge eating support group on Facebook, definitely get your ass there, because if this is something you struggle with, this is an entire group of a bunch of women with all the same struggles. It helps you feel so much less alone and like something's wrong with you, because there's not. And it's open space for you to be vulnerable about your struggles and your story. So the reason that I'm bringing that up is because I made a post in that Facebook group the other day, and I was giving them the opportunity to just open up about something that's struggling with or that they are hiding from themselves, and just seeing all of the comments and the responses. It was probably one of the biggest responses I've gotten on a post in a really long time. And I was like, wow, this is a serious topic. And the thing that was reigning true for almost everybody is how they were feeling towards themselves, how they were feeling towards their body. So in today's episode, this is what we're going to be talking about, how we relate to our body, because it can be very negative when we're starting our fitness journey out. So I want to ask you this question before we get started. Do you want to change your body out of hate for it or from love? Now really let that sink in. And wherever you're listening, if you're on the Stairmaster, if you're driving in your car, you know, if you're cooking, whatever it might be, just where is this coming from? There's nothing wrong with wanting to change your body and wanting to better yourself and become the better version of you. But where is it coming from? I can tell you that when I first started, it came from a place of hate. And I wanted to just change everything that I saw in the mirror. So that's going to be the theme throughout this talk. So I want you to really keep that in the back of your mind. And like I said, it's okay to want to change your body. It's okay to want to better yourself. But where is it coming from? Hate or from love? Bettering yourself through health and fitness is a great thing. There's so much growth that happens through here. Like, you start to notice that you come into this wanting to change your body, but so many other aspects start to change. And then where it really becomes a problem is when we believe that changing our body is what's going to change our entire life, or it's going to result in solving our problems. You know, if I get this body, if I look this way, if my butt is this good, then I can be confident. Then I can get the job. Then I can get the guy. And that's just not the case. What happens when you get to that goal weight? Will it be enough? Will you want more? Will you find something else to pick at? I know I did. And for me, this happened for me at my first show. My first show, I thought I would love my dream body. And look, I was sitting at 11% body fat, more muscle than I had ever dreamed. I looked at my body in the mirror and was like, I can't believe that this is my body. I had two first place trophies as a new bodybuilder, and it wasn't enough, because my journey came from a place of hate for what I saw in the mirror instead of a genuine love for the journey.
Hey, baby, the Buff Babe app is now live with hundreds of Buff Babes just flooding to the app. Why don't you tell the listeners what they're going to get?
So with the Buff Babe app, you are going to get a customized meal plan, customized workout plan, and be included in a super private Buff Babe Academy Facebook group, where we have tons of females already encouraging each other and lifting each other up, just excited to get this program running. And with that, it's going to all be tailored to you. So once you get on it, you're going to enter all your stats in so that you can get the plan that is just right for you.
And where can they find it?
You can find it either www.buffbabeacademy.com or on all my social media platforms. Just click the link in my bio and it'll take you straight to your program.
kind of makes me want to be a buff babe.
You can be a buff bro.
Bro. And with that, guys, our giveaway is now back to the text message stream. So make sure to text FCS to 31996 to enter for a chance to win.
I've since learned, you know, the importance of changing my mindset throughout this process, but it took a couple of years. We spend so much wasted energy getting sad that our clothes don't fit the same anymore, or the scale goes up, or we don't see what we think, air quote, we should see in the mirror. And none of this has anything to do with the quality of person you are. Let that sink in. All of these little, minuscule, stupid things that we think about, the scale, clothes, how we look in a bikini, how we look to other people, none of them have anything to do with the quality of a person that we are. Let me paint you this picture, and this will really bring it home for you. When you die, getting a little deep here, and people are speaking about you at your funeral, do you think they're going to talk about how great she looked in a bikini? Jess, her waist was so small. She was always on top of it with her workouts. She never missed one of her healthy meals. Do you really think that's what they're going to say? No, they're going to talk about how you made them feel. They're going to talk about how you made others feel and the quality of your character. None of this BS that society has told us that is important, none of that is going to matter. When we hyper-focus on these meaningless things, we lose focus on growing in the areas that really matter. Our personal development, our character, our discipline, our grit, our compassion. We are so focused on all of this that we're not present with people that are around us. I know that when I couldn't think about anything else but how I looked to other people or how I felt about myself. And that's such a sad thing to think about because it's such a waste of time. So yes, it's okay to want to change your body, and you definitely don't have to love it all the time, and you probably won't. I know that I still struggle with it too, and people might see my body and be like, how can you think that? But if it's not in the right place, if your mind is not in the right place and you're not starting this from the right place, it could be hard. And look, maybe you're in a place right now where you're wanting to change your body out of hate, and that's okay. I get it. Because most of our journeys do start from there. We see ourselves in a picture or in a mirror, and we look and we're like, wow, I just stopped trying. I did. That's where it started for me. But I want to leave you with this. Where is your need to change actually coming from? Hate for the way you look or love for wanting to grow? Mic drop. I hope this helps somebody in some sort of way. I know there's somebody that's listening that is struggling with this right now. Maybe you're looking at the mirror and you're picking at your body, or you're so worried about going out in public and you're worried what other people are going to think. Stop wasting time. You're not going to love your body all the time, and that is okay. But how can you love it now but continue to want to grow and be better? Thank you guys so much for listening to another one of my rants. I hope you guys enjoyed. If you do like these solo episodes with me, please let me know so that I could do some more for you. And as always, I love you all so much, and you're more powerful than you think.
Thank you for tuning in to this episode of the Fit Couple Show. Hey, this is where you tell the listeners what to do.
If you haven't shared this with a friend, do it.
We're watching.
Always watching.
Oh, yeah. And what about the ratings?
If you think we deserve it, give us a 5-star rating.
Thanks.
We're very new at this. We need it, okay?